pleased now to have one of the superstars of the AFL join us. Fremantle come to town. They take on Adelaide in a massive game on Saturday night. Their prime mover is Lachie Neale, one of Glenelg's favourite sons, joins us on the program. Lachie, thanks for joining us, buddy.
No worries. Thanks for having me, guys.
And in ripping form, not only yourself but the side, you have rediscovered some pretty good form. 6-3 after the start you've had is a great result so far, Lachie.
Yeah, we obviously didn't get off to the best start, 0-2, and had a pretty poor performance at Adelaide Oval last time we were there against your old mob, Kane. So we'll be looking to come back and hopefully play a bit better than what we did that week. But like you said, we've fixed up a little bit of stuff, and the last sort of 6-7 weeks we've played some decent footy in patches.
Some disappointing news with the big fellow. He's out with he's got a tight hammy, does he? He won't be making the trip over big Aaron Sandilands.
Yeah, unfortunately for us, he's pulled up a little bit tight. I don't think it's too serious from what I've been told. So he won't play this week, but hopefully he'll be back the week after or the week after that.
Lachie, what's been the biggest change since that round two? I saw that game. Has it been the style, personnel, a bit of mindset? What's the biggest thing?
I think we just stripped it back to basics, to be honest. We had a really thorough meeting with players and coaches, and sort of the players' feedback to the coaches were to simplify some things, and we went into the next few weeks with some really simple focuses, basically ground ball and tackle and a couple of other really simple things that held us in really good stead, and just to compete, because we were putting up some pretty poor efforts throughout the first couple of weeks and wasn't up to AFL standards. So we had a really honest chat, and the players got some good feedback as well as the coaches, and we all bought in and decided that we want to have a real crack. So I think that was the main thing, just keeping it really basic and just being honest with one another.
You've won your last 6 out of 7. One thing I think has developed really well is that flexibility with Mundy going forward. I'm loving Michael Walters in the midfield. Has that helped, you think?
Yeah, definitely. You see the best teams and the best midfields have a lot of guys rotate through there, and we wanted to add to our midfield and add to the forward line. And David, Nathan, myself, we've all spent time forward, and guys like Sonny, Michael Walters, as you said, and Connor's come into the midfield as well and played some really, really good roles for us. And we're just adding to the depth of the midfield, which is important for us as well.
Have you had a close look at Adelaide yet, or you do that, I guess, later today or later in the week?
Yeah, we've had a little bit of a look, but nothing too in-depth. But, yeah, we've got a few meetings this afternoon and later on in the week where we'll have a closer look at them, but they're obviously in pretty good form. They're top of the ladder and have blown some games out of the water and are playing some pretty good footy. So it'll be a big test, but one that we look forward to.
One of the matchups I guess we're looking forward to is Connor Blakely. You mentioned him up against Rory Sloane. He's been playing some good footy and he's had some big roles. If that does eventuate, that'll be a ripper.
Yeah, it will. Connor's playing some good footy himself, firing the footy, and I think on the weekend he was a little bit disappointed that Mark Murphy probably got away from him a little bit more than he would have liked. But before that, he's played some really good defensive roles as well, which is something that he's probably been criticised for in the past and something that he's had to work really hard on. So it's good to see him performing in that way.
Now, no man gets more of the footy than yourself. I think you broke the record for most disposals in the league last year for one season. Tom Mitchell, he was criticised on the weekend for getting 50 disposals. Did you have a laugh at that? And how can that be?
Yeah, I'm not too sure how a bloke can get criticised after having it 50 times. You're obviously going to get a few 1-2s in that, but I didn't actually see much of the game, but to have 50s, and I think he had 22 contested and 8 clearances and 9 tackles or something as well, so it's a fair day out.
Has anyone ever had a little dig at you for getting too much of the footy?
Ross has at times, yeah. but nah, never on the field, I don't think, but yeah, sometimes I can get in trouble for getting the odd cheap one in the back pocket, Kane.
Yeah, I've been there, don't worry about that.
Mate, I've seen Brad Hill develop into a pretty important player for you. You win it, feed it out to him. It must be good to have someone who can run like that on the outside.
Yeah, I didn't really realise until you see it firsthand just what a massive runner Brad is. He runs all day and he's so quick. He just glides along the grass. So you put it out in front of him and he's going to beat his opponent 9 times out of 10. And he's just brought a bit of spark to the side, and he's playing some pretty good footy at the moment. He copped a bit of a tag for the first three quarters on the weekend with Ed Curno, so he had his work cut out for him there, but he's been playing some ripping footy.
Eddie Betts, mate, he's a superstar, and it's Indigenous round. I think you've got nine players yourself in your side who are going to celebrate this this great round. Who gets him? Who gets Eddie?
Yeah, I'm not too sure. They might share it up down back. Lee Spurr's gone to him a couple of times. He's been in some pretty good form on some of the smalls in the league. We've got Garrick Ibbotson, who's really good in the air and on ground level as well. Ethan Hughes is one that's come in over the last couple of years and developed as a defender really well. He's a really good athlete. So we've got a few guys that can probably go to Eddie, but hopefully at least one of them can slow him down a bit because, like you said, he's a superstar.
And Michael Walters has said that he wants his Indigenous jumper after. Also, Daniel Pearce apparently is putting a request for Rory Sloane's jumper. Lockie, is there a Crows player you wouldn't mind swapping with it at the end of the game, or are you just going to keep your own?
I haven't put too much thought into it, but I've got a couple of mates that are at the Crows, so I might grab Laddie's after the game.
He's not bad, is he? Getting a lot of it. You need to put some time into him as well. Now, the new stadium in Perth, apparently ready next year. As a group, at the playing group, have you had a good look at it yet, and can you tell us about it?
To be honest, I haven't even been out there once, so I've just seen what everyone else has seen through the photos and the videos and whatnot, but it looks pretty impressive, and hopefully it rivals Adelaide Oval. Was one of the best grounds in the comp, because I love playing at Adelaide Oval. It's a great venue, and obviously get a bit of family and stuff there as well, so hopefully the stadium can be somewhere in that ballpark.
Now, Lockie, Kane's been telling us that he went back to Glenelg once or twice and sort of made you into the player that he was. Do you remember playing with you there? Is there any truth to that?
There is. Yeah, I remember playing a couple of games with Kane. I think he would have had 45 and I probably had my 12 for the day. But he was great back there. I remember at the time he gave me some pretty good feedback as a midfielder. So it was good to play with him.
And I've claimed you ever since. Now, before we let you go, they tell me you're a bit of a romantic, Lockie. Now, you took the girlfriend up in a helicopter for your birthday. Geez, you're setting a high bar there.
Mate, she actually took me on the helicopter. I had no idea. So that was on Monday. We had Monday off after the game. It's actually my birthday today. So we didn't have today off, so she surprised me, and we went to a winery in the hills here in Perth, and it was very nice. So I think she's a romantic, to be honest.
Oh, she's setting the bar high. Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday.
How old is today?
24 today, so getting on.
Well, I'd love to be 24 again.
Hopefully it's a good birthday for you, mate. It's going to be a ripping contest. Loving the way you and the boys are going about your footy, and good luck on Saturday night.
Thanks, guys. Thanks again for having me.